Okay. All right, before we start our agenda, what I'd like to make a couple of comments. One is that the audit report from the State Comptroller's Office is completed. It is on the website for the State Comptroller's Office, and it is available for you to view there, and there are also copies at the clerk's office. There are many things in the report that have been implemented as of January 1st, 2008. So we did go through with the Comptroller's Office, and we made them aware of that. There are some things in there that have not been instituted yet, but we will be addressing that as a board and with the appropriate departments. So, again, that's available for everybody in the public if they'd like a copy. Or if you could, view it online, that would be better too. The second thing I'd like to make a comment about is the proposed Alden Terrace project. It has been officially pulled from the planning board. So just so the public is aware of that, it is official. I believe it was pulled. The application was pulled Monday. So that project is no longer. All right. So just so the public is aware of that, they hear it from the town. And there was a lot of rumors going around for weeks, but it is official as of Monday. That project has been pulled. All right, moving on to the agenda.
John?
Yes?
I've talked about rumors in Alden Terrace. There's also rumors going around about the escrow for the planning board with them. Do you know if that was paid?
It has not been paid as of yet. And so, we have received emails from Mary Beth at Delaware, and you have...
I've contacted the attorney for the applicant, and they assured me that they will be paid. I just need to get the balance amount over to the developer, and he's going to pay it. That's what I've been assured of that.
Do you have any kind of time frame?
I did not ask for a time frame.
But Delaware hasn't been paid either yet.
No.
So.
I believe that's the only outstanding balance for that project. I think it's, I'm not sure how much it is, but so. Okay. We have the minutes from the April 15th meeting. Has everybody gotten a copy of them?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes, no.
Yes, here, yes.
They were put in your box a couple of days after the meeting.
Okay. All right. Ray and Rich have not received, they haven't looked at them.
Okay, because they were kept in their box 2 days after the meeting.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is if we can...
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Appreciate that. She addressed that early issue.
Better.
If we can hold off approving these, unless you feel comfortable going ahead with it.
No, we'll approve them at the workshop.
Okay. We'll hold off on these until the workshop.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, and I read them. Wouldn't you know?
Some of our department heads are not here tonight, but so we have some reports. So first one would be the ambulance.
Okay, Ray is our ambulance administrator, and he's filling in. He's working tonight. He can't be here. He asked me to give his report. Total calls for April was 56. Advanced life support for Greene County EMS was 14. Intermediate life support was 2 calls. Basic life support, 17. Total amount billed for the month of was $29,810. Miscellaneous. New ambulance is in service and working well. The old ambulance is for sale, and it's on an online auction site. He didn't give me the site. In case you wanted to buy it, you have to see Ray. New stretcher and stair chair, both in the new ambulance. And he would like to purchase a stretcher and a stair chair with the money received from the sale of the old ambulance for ambulance 74-2. And I think that's a good idea. And there's still no resolution to Greenville issue to his knowledge, that being the money they owe us.
Right. With that said, hi Janice, how are you? That's okay. A month or so ago, or actually it's probably been 2 months now, ambulance Ray came to the board and asked what could be done about the mutual aid agreement with the town of Greenville. We were owed in excess of $13,000, but now we're up to almost $20,000 for mutual aid to the town of Greenville. I spoke to Dan King, who is the Greene County EMS coordinator, to see if we can get a meeting between their group and us to come to some kind of agreement and to get some kind of policy in place for reimbursement if we do mutual aid to the town of Greenville. And then Bill Lawrence and Harry Lennon are getting involved also to help us work with the town of Greenville. Not so much it's not the town of Greenville, it's the Greenville Ambulance Squad. They're not affiliated with the town at all. They're a private organization. So Bill Lawrence will be here tonight, so I'll ask him if he has an update for us on that. But as of now, we have not stopped mutual aid service to the town of Greenville, and we have not set a date yet when we can meet with them. So that's the answer to that.
Very good.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Rich. Assessor, Janice?